Ksuvos Yerushalmi corresponding to Ksuvos Bavli, Daf Pei Zayin, we begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Nundardam base at the Mishnah. Kosov la Nede Vushua, Ein Li Alaich, Ein Yochel Ashpia, Avamashpiahu, Esa Yoshim, Vesabayim Burushusa. If a man wrote to his wife, I have no vow or shua against you, he cannot make a swear, but he can impose a shua on her heirs, or those who come with her authority, the Bola Ksuba, and come to collect after she was divorced, or the heirs come after she died. Shua ein li alaych v'al yosheich v'al aboim v'ushuseich hu ein li yochel ashpia v'oysa v'lay es yosheh v'lay es aboim v'ushusa v'yoshim ashpien oysa v'es yosheh v'es aboim v'ushusa. If he wrote, I have no vow or shua against you, your heirs, or one who buys your ksuba, he cannot impose a shua on her, her heirs, or those who come with her authority, but his heirs can impose a shua on her, her heirs, or those who come with her authority. And the Gemara says, v'yonu v'yoseh Shehoin Amrin Laisof Tava Venachosim Shinishtaba Hen Bachai Baila Elafir Nachosim Shinishtaba Hen Laachamisis Baal Ena Yoshim Mashbin Oisa. The Gemara says from Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yosef that in the next Mishnah, if he stipulated that also his heirs cannot make her swear, it takes effect. It's not only for property that she had authority over it in her husband's lifetime, rather, even for property that she had authority over it after her husband died, the heirs cannot make her swear about it. The Mishnah says elsewhere that if Reuben rented Shimon's cow and lent it to Levi and it died normally, Reuben swears that it died normally and Levi pays Reuben. Quoting Rabbi Yannai, said this is if the owner gave him permission to lend to other people. V'tani v'b'chiyah kein, ein ha-shoyl v'shay la-shil, v'la-seicha v'shay la-skir, v'la-shoyl v'shay la-skir, v'la-seicha v'shay la-shil, v'la-misha hufkad etzlai v'shay la-fkid etzla-acher, lem kein not l'rashus me'baylim. And we have support from v'b'chiyah n'b'aysa, a borer may not lend the item to others, and a renter may not rent it, rent it out to others, and a borer may not rent it, and a renter may not lend, and one with whom it was deposited may not deposit with someone else, unless he has the owner's permission. Any of them who deviated their shmira from the owner's intent, they're liable. The Gemara asks, the borer is liable even if he did not deviate. Because of the Mishnah that teaches that a shemichinam, a watchman that watches for free, can stipulate to be exempt from a shvua, and a borer can stipulate to be exempt from paying. Rebchia comes to teach that even if he stipulated to be exempt, and he is normally exempt, if he gave the borrowed item to another without permission, he is liable. If Reuben rented Shimon's cow and lent it to Levi, if Shimon exempted the renter and he wanted to make the borrower Levi swear, can he do so? Nishmerim en ador, kosov la neder v'shua, ein li alaich, ein yoch la'shpia, ava mashpihu es yosheh v'saboyim b'rushusa. Now this is what we learn from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, if he wrote to her, I have no vow or shua against you, he cannot make her swear, but he can impose a shua on her heirs, or those who come with her authority. Ador amma she'im bikesh la'shpia es ha'shel hu mashpiai. And we can infer that even though he exempted the renter, if he wants to make the borrower swear, he can. Had the Alpha Minahi, Rahim Yalf Minador. We learn this making the borrower swear from that, which is our Mishnah, and we learn that our Mishnah from the case of making the borrower swear. Had the Yalf Minahi, Shem Bikesh Lashpia, Es Haisha Eina Mashpia. We learn this from that if he stipulated to exempt her from Meshura and he wants to make her swear, he cannot make her swear. Rahi Yalf Minador, Shem Bikesh Lashpia, Es Hashoyol Mashpia. We learn that from this, that if he exempted the renter and he wants to make the borrower swear, he makes him swear. Amar Bichanina Laisochus Melaf Shisei Hadom Elahi. Bichanina said there's no need to learn that from this. Our Mishnah explicitly says that if he stipulated to exempt her from a shura, he cannot make her swear. Umay Socha Telef Shisei Hadom Elahi. Kai Dama Rabbi Hila B'Shem Rabbi Yanai V'Hu Shinosam Rishus Lahashil V'Hacha V'Hu Shinosam Rishus Shiyubaneha Apotropos. What do we need to learn that from this? It's like Rehila taught in the name of Rabbi Yanai that this is if the owner gave him permission to lend to others. And here it's if he gave to her permission to make her children overseers. If she did so without permission, she's liable for every loss that her husband suffers. Rav Yosi sorech la'alois la'ischar kol zman shehi schura etzlai. Rav Yosi says even if the renter had permission to lend to others, he must pay rent as long as it's rented to him, even though someone else is using it. Rav Zeira shal de Avuna shalua habaylem omesa. Rav Zeira asked Avuna if the owner borrowed it from the renter and it died, what's the law? Amalei kenan amrin vafilu achlua. Avuna said, so we say, even if the owner ate it, he is exempt. Am Rav Yosi v'Avun, achlu shelahen, achlu. Rav Yosi v'Avun says, the owner ate his own, therefore he is exempt. Rav Zeira bar koime Rav Yasa, heich avdin uvda. Rav Zeira asked Rav Yasa, if a shomer gave the deposit to another shomer, how do we rule in practice? Amalei trei kol kibol arbo v'le avdin uvda kesugia. Rav Yasa answered that two, Rav Yudan and Rav Shokish say, that the latter shomer is liable, and four, which is the beloved of Yochanan Ruchia and Ubyanai, say that the former is liable, we don't rule like the two. Amalei, Trei Kol Kibol Trei Inun, Ubyanai Tamide Dubchia Ruba, Ubyanai Tamide Dubyanai. And if they reject that, it's actually two against two, because the beloved is the Talmud of Ubyanai Ruba, and Ubyanai the Talmud of Ubyanai, a Talmud and Rebbe count only like one. When we come on to the next Mishnah, Neder Ushur Ainli Loili Vlay Leoshai Vlay Aboim Bushusi Alech Alech Vla Yoshech Vlaboim Bushusech Haweza Ain Yochalashbia Lehu Vlay Yoshin Vlay Aboim Bushusai Vlaisa Vlay Es Yosher Vlay Es Aboim Bushusa. If he wrote, I, my heirs, or one who buys my property, have no vow or shur against you, your heirs, or one who buys your ksuba, he cannot make a swear, not he, his heirs, or one who buys his property, and they cannot make swear her, her heirs, or one who buys her ksuba. Holcha mikeve baila lebeis avia, or shechaz lebeis imma, im loy asta apitropia, ena yoshin mashbien oisa. If she went from burying her husband to her father's house, or returned to her mother's house, and did not become an overseer, the heirs cannot make her swear. Im asta apitropia, ha yoshin mashbien oisa, la asa lovoi vein mashbien oisa le sha'oval. If her husband made her an overseer, the heirs can make her swear about the future, but not about the past. And the Gemara says, "Om Rav Yoina, behu she'asa apitropa, v'chai baila, aber im asa apitropa, ha'acha mises abal, ha'yoshin mashpien oisa." Then I'll bring from Rav Yoina that his condition helps if she was an overseer in her husband's lifetime. But if she was an overseer after her husband's death, the heirs can make her swear. It's their money, and their father's condition does not take effect for it. And we support this from the Sefer of our Mishnah, that it says that if she did not become an overseer, the heirs cannot make her swear. If she became an overseer, the heirs can make her swear about the future after he died, but not about the past. What's considered the past? It's from the time of death until the burial. Am Rav Yosi afila asa apitropa lachamisus baila ena yoshin mashbien oisa. Rav Yosi says even if she was an overseer after her husband's death, the heirs cannot make her swear. Vataninan leasta apitropas ena yoshin mashbien oisa leasta apitropas ha yoshin mashbien oisa leasid lavoi ena mashbien oisa leshaavel. Asa Gemara from the Mishnah that if she did not become an overseer, the heirs cannot make her swear. If she became an overseer, the heirs can make her swear about the future but not about the past. Patala al-Roisha, the answer is he explains that this refers to the Roisha, where in an earlier Mishnah in which he did not exempt her from swearing to his heirs. Vein al-Roisha, ka'adar Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yosi, Treyoin, Amrin, Lo'sevta, Nechosim, Shinishtalta, Bahen, Bechayevaila, Ela Afile, Nechosim, Shinishtalta, Bahen, Achamisa Sabal, Ela Yoshim, Mashbin, Oisa. The Gemara asks, well, if it refers to the Roisha, this is a difficulty for Rabbi Yona and Rabbi Yosa, because both said that it's not only for property that she had authority over in her husband's lifetime, rather it's even for property that she had authority over it after her husband died. The heirs cannot make her swear about it. Patala mishas misa achas kvura. The answer is he explains that the ratio exempts from swearing about from the time of death until burial. Dama b'yavo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan mishas misa achas kvura ina yoshim mashmin oisa. As we are all quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying that for what she did from the time of death until burial, the heirs cannot make her swear. Tani Vakapar Shlaitahe Menichasai Oheleches Leveis Aviya. Vakapar explains that it's lest she abandoned the mace and goes to her father's house for fear that lest she need to swear about the expenditures. And the next mission says, Apegemes Ksivasa Loisifra Ela Beshur. If one admits that she already received partial payment of her ksiba, she collects the rest only with a shura. Et echad mi'ida shi pura leisifra ele b'shura. If one witness said that it was paid, she collects only with a shura. Menechasa m'shibadim, menechse yisoymim leisifra ele b'shura. From buyers, she collects only with a shura. From orphans, she collects only with a shura. And if asked shura b'fanav, leisifra ele b'shura. One who collects in her ex-husband's absence, she collects only with a shura. And the Gemara says, Amar bi zura. She says, "Kolhon ke'ein shura satira yarbe lahena." She says, "Reb Zaura says that all of the shuras in our Mishnah are like Torah shuras." And now we have a different gift of the next one, a couple of lines. It should say, "Ksubas isha huchzak biyada gavis kamisha gavs v'havas ketovei shtash shamasayim pura yaimeres einay ella mana loytifra ella b'shur." A woman's ksuba is muchzak is in her hands to collect, is as if she collected. He claims a pay document of 200. He says, "I paid you, so I should get back the document." And she says, "Only 100 was paid." This resembles moide b'miksas. She collects only with a shura. Tani apegemus loy apecheses kesevasa. The Bais says one who is pegemus admits that she had already received partial payment. She collects only with a shura, but not one who is pecheses, which means that she admits that her ksuba is less than it says. How is this? If the ksuba is 200 and she denies that it and says that it's only 100, she's paid without swearing. Ma ben pegemus, ma ben pecheses. What's the difference between pegemus and pecheses? Amu Rabbi Chanina, pegemus ba masa matan bentayim, pecheses lay ba masa matan bentayim. Rabbi Chanina answers that pegemus, there were dealings between them, it resembles Moedah Mikvah, whereas Precheses, there were no dealings between them. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Kamadat Amal, Taman, Eid Echa Me'ida Shi Perua, Leisifra Ela Beshvua, Uda Kavasar, Eid Echa Me'ida Shi Perchusa, Leisifra Ela Beshvua. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, just like you say that if one witness testifies that her ksuba was paid, she collects only with a shvua, if one witness testifies that her ksuba was less than what was written, she should collect only with a shvua. Amr b'yoisi b'shasha eid echad me'ida shi p'chusa ke eid echad machish es shnayim ve'in echad machish es shnayim. B'yoisi answered that when one witness testifies that it's less, he's like one witness who contradicts two, and one witness cannot contradict two. Tani yerush apagam aviv shta choyvoy haben goyva shle b'shua v'zeh yofa koyach haben mekoyach ha'av sh'haben goyva shle b'shua v'av eina goyva ela b'shua. Rabbi Isa says that an heir whose father was putting in his document, the heir collects what his father said that he was still owed without a shura. In this way, the son has greater power than his father because the son collects without a shura and the father collects only with a shura. Amar Blaza v'nishba shuras yoyresh shulei v'kadnu abba shulei amar lanu abba shulei metzinu shtar bin shtaroisav shel abba v'shtar zeparua. Rabbi Blaza says the son swears the shura of an heir. Father didn't instruct us not to collect this document. Father didn't say to us that it was paid, and we did not find a document amongst father's documents saying that this document was paid. Rabbi Hoshea bar Masnisa de Beishamai de Beishamaimim noteles ksibasa veloi shoisa. Rabbi Hoshea asked that if the baisa like Beishamai, Beishamai say that a seita whose husband died, she receives a ksuba and does not drink, even though she cannot clarify her innocence, she collects. Also here that the heir cannot clarify that it was not fully paid. He collects. Amr Rabbi Yosi Taman, time of the Beis Shammai, Heviu Bali Vani Shoise Bram Hocha, Bedin Haya Afilo Aviv, Lo Yishba, Takona Tiknu Boy Shishba Boy Tiknu, Shibbenoi, Lo Tiknu, Kevin Shemais, Hamadta Efbenoi Aldin Teira. Rabbi Yosi answered that there, Beis Shammai's reason is, bring my husband and I will drink. I shouldn't lose because he's not here. However, here, according to the letter of the law, even his father shouldn't swear. They enacted that he swears, enacted for him, but not for his son. Since the father died, we leave the son on the Torah law, which means that he collects without a shura. Yitzchayev aviv shura beisdin umeis ein benoi goiva. If his father was obligated a shura and beisdin in order to collect, and he died, his son does not collect. Darkein Man and Amrin v'yesh adam bayush shvurasa lebenai. The Gemara says, well, if this is not taught, what will you think? Does a man bequeath money that is collected only for a shura to his son? Amr v'avin, she say, hachin is amris pagam aviv shtarai b'vesin ein benai goiva. V'avin answered, it was taught as follows that if his father was paygam his